Kearns. Is he going to be fit?
Yeah, there's every chance he'll be fit. He'll travel with us. He'll train today. He trained all week with the physios last week. Made good progression. He'll train today, and then we'll give him a little test tomorrow morning, and we'll see how he is. So fingers crossed and hopeful of that one. But it'd be a big plus for us if he is, because he came in and made a real impact for us. So, as I say, fingers crossed on that one.
Scott Shearer, what's the latest with him? Steve said he was returning to training sort of the back end of last week. How's that progressing?
Yeah, progressing well. Obviously, he had quite a big operation, so we've got to be slightly careful on that one. But he's not too far away. Obviously, when you've been out for that length of time, and as a goalkeeper as well, he's going to be a little bit rusty as well. So we've got to take that into consideration. But as soon as we feel as though he's capable of going on the bench or starting, then with Scott's experience, he'll come straight back into the fray. So not too far away, hopefully.
It's quite a dilemma, that, isn't it? Because Andy Warrington is the goalkeeper he is with the career that he's had, and obviously done well this year, and Scott Shearer not too far away from being back.
Well, we've got two experienced goalkeepers. That was what we set out to do at the start of the season. That's what we've always tried to do. We've got a young deputy in Tony Thompson that he's a good young keeper. But I think if we've got Andy Warrington and Scott Shearer in our squad, then that's as good as anything in League Two. So that's a good position to be in, and we're delighted with those two. And the quicker Scott can come back in and push Andy, and likewise the other way around, then that'd be better for everybody.
One or two murmurings on the grapevine that Ainsworth has picked up an injury. Is that correct? And if it is, how bad is it?
No, Ainsworth's fine. He'll hopefully come back into the fray with us as well. We're talking to Aldershot regarding that. But nothing too serious with Lionel. He hopefully will be available probably for tomorrow, if not certainly for Dagenham on Saturday.
Without wishing to state the obvious, because obviously he is a winger, is that because you feel you've lacked width in recent weeks? There have been some very strong, solid performances, but just that next stage of getting width back into the team?
No, not necessarily. That wasn't the reasoning behind Lionel. Lionel's a good player. We sent him out to get some games, and he's done that, and he's come back, and he's come back with a real hunger. And we've got Daniel Cairns that's been out as well, so we're covering all the bases. We want a stronger squad as possible now going into the running towards the end of the season. So in terms of that, the more the merrier, the more competition for places, the more strength in depth, then that's what we're looking for. So we're just trying to cover all the bases and give as many options as we can before when we pick those teams.
Would you like to bring more width into the team? And the reason why I focus on this is it's become a theme for the fans, and they sort of speak to us about it. So is that something you want to bring back into the team, haven't had enough of, or are you just happy with how things are right now?
Oh, we've drew two games. We'd certainly like to be sitting here talking about two wins, but we thought we played well on Saturday. We played with two wide men on Saturday, albeit with one striker. So we've chopped and changed in recent weeks to against different opposition and trying to hurt them in different areas of the pitch. We felt as though the three in the midfield on Saturday would cause Southend problems. It did. Unfortunately, we couldn't turn that domination in midfield into goals, and that was slightly the only probably disappointment of the whole performance. That when we got into the final third, we weren't as ruthless, because we certainly got into some good areas, but we got in good areas in wide positions. Ben Pringle and Daniel did very well in those wide areas on Saturday. As I say, we just couldn't put the finishing touch to those moves, but we want the options out wide. We want the option of playing with one striker, we want the option of playing two strikers, we want the option of playing four in midfield, five in midfield. We'll look at each game on its merits and where we think we can hurt the opposition, and so as I say more options the merrier.
Even I'm told three at the back then on Saturday. How do you feel that benefited you as a team?
We were 1-0 down with 5 minutes to go, so we just felt that if we could keep the width and get three strikers up the pitch, that would help us, and it worked obviously very, very well. But it's not something we've done too often from the start of games, but it seemed to work for 5 minutes. But we'd certainly need to work a little bit harder on that in training, and that's not something we've really consistently done on a regular basis from the start of games. But as I say, it worked on Saturday, but it might be an option late in games if we're chasing, or if teams are camped in to give them another problem. So that might be something we'll look at again.
Are you still thinking of making a couple of changes or two for this one against Oxford?
Yeah, we're always thinking. We're always, you know, we've had a couple of reports. We'll look at the DVD of hopefully of Saturday's game if we can get hold of it, and we'll see where we think we can hurt them, and we'll look at it. And if that means we make changes, we certainly won't rest on our laurels of a good performance on Saturday. We'll make changes if we think that's necessary. So no, it's not set in stone that we'll go the same way because it was a good away performance. We're looking to win the game at Oxford. It's important. It's a game in hand. You know, I don't think all the other teams are playing, so it's a game in hand that we've been targeting and focusing on, and if we win it, then there's a good chance we'll be sitting in the top three. So that's a great incentive to go and get 3 points.
Just before we come on to that, Steve's been quoted as saying you're working on a couple of things as regards transfers or loans. Presumably Ainsworth is one of those. Is there anything else potentially bubbling that players might come into the squad?
Yeah, there's quite a few things bubbling. We're down to the nitty-gritty part of the season. The transfer window closes again shortly, you know, at the end of March. So there's coming. I know that Steve's the phone's red hot at the minute, and I know he was talking to me a couple of times yesterday afternoon, and the rest of the staff, and you know, throwing a few ideas around, which we always do anyway. But as I say, the closer to the transfer window comes, and then you've got what you've got. So there is one or two things bubbling. We'd certainly like to strengthen if we can. And the chairman's been absolutely fantastic in allowing us to do that so far. He's never said no, if I'm honest. He's always been, you know, you have to sell him. You have to sell him what you're looking for and why you're doing it. And that's all part of it. And that's how it should be. But he's been very supportive. And if we can find somebody or one or two that's going to make the difference and push us over that line, then we'll try and do that.
So where specifically do you feel needs strengthening in the team at this stage? I know that you've had this long drawn out search for a striker. Is that something maybe you're looking at then for the next week or two?
Well, with Jordan's loan, it finishes after Oxford. We're in talks with Blackburn at the moment to see what we're going to do with that one. Obviously, we're in the hands of them as a parent club anyway. We need to speak to Jordan himself, etc. And so that might be an area that we'd look for if we lost Jordan. But as I say, we're always looking. We're always looking, and we scour everybody's squads on a Sunday morning and on a Saturday night to see who's playing, who hasn't played. Is it an injury? Have they fallen out of favour? And you know, we had long chats on Saturday looking at squads and who hadn't played for various reasons. And you know, we talked about players we liked, we didn't like, where we'd fit into, you know, our squad, etc., etc. So that's ongoing. Then Steve makes some calls, and sometimes we get looking, sometimes we don't. But that's how it works, and we'll continue to do that. And if a name pops up and we can do it, then the chairman's been brilliant in supporting us in doing that. So we'll continue to do that.
Down to Blackburn with Slew, would you like to keep him in an ideal world?
Yeah, we think he's made a real impact. I think his first game he was on fire here. He had a little dip against Burton. He wasn't quite at his best. But I think in the first half there, obviously we had the sending off. We had to make changes. Since then, when he's come on from the bench, we've used him as more of an impact player. He's certainly made a real difference. He's come on and we've scored goals. So you know, whether he could do that from the start on Tuesday night, that might be something we'll look at as well, because you know, he's obviously a good player. His pedigree is good. He got his good move. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. But as I say, on that one, we're in terms of we need to speak to Jordan himself, how he feels about it. We need to speak to Blackburn. And obviously, we need to have a chat with staff after the game tomorrow to see where that goes.
So, Oxford, big game. You've already highlighted that. How good are they right now then?
Well, they beat Port Vale on Saturday. That tells you something. They're at home. They've got a good quality squad. I think Chris will be slightly disappointed with his season so far. He did have a lot of injuries at one point. I think that was well documented. He seems to be getting those players back. He's got strength in depth. I think he had James Constable on the bench on Saturday, so that tells you that you know, he's got some real strength there if he's got James on the bench, who's a top striker in League Two. So you know, we know Chris very, very well. We've played against him for a number of years. We get on very, very well with him. And I'm sure that he'll see this as a must-win 3 points to get them into the playoff situation. And they're a little bit behind at the moment, so they need the 3 points. It's a crucial one for us as well, so it's got the makings of a very entertaining game.
So even though they're 11th as things stand now, you don't think all bets are off for them as regards the playoffs?
I don't, and I'm sure Chris doesn't. You know, he's a very optimistic person. The fans will get behind them, that is for sure. They're a big club. They've got, certainly as I've said before, they've got a strong squad. And I think they'll be hurting a little bit that they're not up there challenging. So they'll not say never, you know, never say never. They'll fight tooth and nail until it's impossible for them to do that. They'll see that they'll need to get those 3 points on Saturday. I think Southend were in the same position. They'll be desperately disappointed they didn't get the 3 points on Saturday, because that would have kicked them right into the mix, so to speak. And I think Oxford will be in the same vein as that. They know they need 3 points to really get them in amongst it. If they don't, maybe it might be a little bit too far for them. So that's how crucial the game is for them. As I say, it could take us into the top three, you know, and it's a game in hand for us when other teams aren't playing. So it's a massive day for us.
How significant do you think it is then that right now Rotherham United, 5 unbeaten, as we count down to, well, crunch time really, another few weeks, and it's going to be really intense, isn't it? But you are in good form at the moment.
That's what you aim to do. You aim to come into good form when it matters, and we've said that all along. And fingers crossed, touch wood, whatever you want to say, you know, let's just hope the luck's with us. But, you know, there's a real belief. The fact that we've come back late in games in the last couple shows a lot of character, shows a lot of spirit. And a lot of desire from the boys to nick valuable points. How valuable those 2 draws are going to be, we'll only find out at the end of the season. But, you know, we came in that dressing room on Saturday and we deserved something from the game, that is for sure. The least we deserved was a draw. It would have been a real travesty not to get anything from the game, given how well we played. So, you know, it just showed the character there. The fitness levels were absolutely superb, which, in fairness, they have been all season. We worked very hard on that side of it, and Paul and Dennis worked very hard on that side of our game, so that's not in any doubt whatsoever. So the character, the fitness, the desire to get points was there on Saturday. Let's hope we're talking about 3 points tomorrow night.
So what's the, knowing what you know about Oxford then, what's the key to getting one over on them?
Well, we tend to worry more about ourselves. We'll certainly look at their shape, and we know the shape they played on Saturday, how they've gone about things in recent weeks. But we tend to focus more on ourselves, really, albeit, you know, tinker with our shape and our formations occasionally when we feel the need. But it's more about what we do. We've said to the boys, we've got a quality squad. We're playing well. We're playing with confidence. So let them worry about us, so to speak. But as I say, it's got the makings of a great game. They're a good side. They'll be, you know, their confidence will be high from Saturday. Their fans will be up for it, you know. But as I say, we're 5 unbeaten now, going into a vital period, a home game on Saturday, which we're looking forward to. You know, if we can be in the top three with a home game in East Dagenham, you know, this place will be rocking on Saturday, and that's what we're aiming to do.